Hare Krishna. Gopali Radhar asks, how will we save people how will we save the world if people don't want to be saved? What to speak of if we ourselves are getting swept away from the real principles of Krishna consciousness? I would start to answer this by saying, consider what it means to save and be saved. Who is it that's actually saving others? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, aham, me, aham tam sarva papebhyo mukshayishami. It's Krishna who is saving. He's the one who is delivering. No one else can give deliverance aside from him, not even Brahma or Lord Shiva. But how does he give that deliverance? He gives that deliverance through the spiritual master, through the Vaishnavas, through his teachings, through taking prasadam, through chanting the holy name, through so many different agencies that we read about. So when we say that we are saving someone, devotees never think, oh, we're saving someone. It's a it's a terminology. It's a way of expressing that actually Krishna is saving through so many others. But particularly what it really represents is that we are willing to act as instruments in Krishna's hands for saving. Krishna has a Sankirtan movement. In that Sankirtan movement, people go to deliver the message of Krishna, to give everyone the facility to chant Hare Krishna, to take prasadam, to circumambulate Tulsi Devi, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, associate with Vaishnavas, all of these things which are actually purifying the heart, giving transcendental knowledge, and ultimately liberating, delivering people, and helping them go back home, back to Godhead. But ultimately, that person who will be delivering and giving people not only the Vyajnan, but their own spiritual forms and the path of perfection, that's Krishna. And we need to act as instruments. Nimittamatil Bhada Sabhyasachi. Krishna says they're all dead. They're already all dead. Whether you fight or not is just a little detail. I've already determined that they're all dead. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prithiviti Achirata Nagarahadi Gram, Swarvata Puchari, Horevimoyana. I mean, every town and village, everyone will be chanting the Lord's holy names. By chanting, if they're chanting offenselessly, then they're all going to be liberated. So it's a decision already made by the Lord. And now the question is, are we going to become instruments in that deliverance? And if we voluntarily act, even though we may not be so qualified, even though we may have defects, but still, as Srila Prabhupada would often explain, if we act as instruments, as lacking as we may be, still the perfect engineer can direct his or her neophyte apprentice. You just do this, you just do that. In other words, we need to follow. And as long as we agree to be followers, as long as we agree to do what they're told, then yes, aham tam sarva papebhyo, then we can be instruments who get the credit for delivering Krishna's message to others. And in that way, it is said that Vaishnavas deliver. But what they're actually delivering is that they're delivering Krishna to people, and ultimately Krishna is the one who's doing the delivering. People don't want to be delivered. We inspire them to be delivered. We may not have originally wanted to be delivered either, but we became inspired. We became inspired because Krishna's in our hearts. And if he sees that there's any reason to inspire us from within, then he takes that reason, perhaps because we met a devotee, perhaps because we just appreciated that the Hare Krishnas were good people. He takes these as an excuse, this type of agyata sukriti, to then actually take us further and further to the stage where we actually become practitioners of devotion, where our consciousness becomes purified and we recognize that we are really suffering in this material world and we need to do something about it. So Krishna is very kind and Krishna is very powerful. He can deliver anyone if he so desires. And he does desire, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now our business is to keep ourselves in good, fit spiritual condition so that, we can then progress and advance on the path of devotional service and inspire as many others as we can to come along with us. Hare Krishna. Yeah.